Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechus Gittin, Daf Tezayin, the second parak HaMeviget. The Zichud Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecher Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara explains that Ilfa's question on Daf Tezvav Amabeis, whether one can purify his hands half at a time, is in a case where the first half remained topeach lehatpiach, moist enough to moisten something else it touches, enough that it can moisten something else. The Gemara asks that a braisa teaches such moisture is considered a connection. So what is Ilfa's question? It answers that the braisa may be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding a mikvah. For we learn in the Mishnah in Mikvos, mikvah sheyesh bo arim sa mechuvanos, a mikvah which has precisely the minimal 40 sa of water. V'yardu shnayim v'tavu b'zeh achazeh, and two people went down and immersed themselves, one after the other, rishon tahor b'sheni tameh. The first is tahor, but the second is tameh, because some water was removed when the first person left. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the feet of the first were touching the water during the second tevilah, even the second person is tahor, because we say, good achis, extend and lowered, to consider the water on his body still connected to the mikvah. This reasoning does not apply to washing hands half at a time. Point number two, the Gemara brings two questions of combining methods of washing one's body regarding Tuma and Tahara. Number one, Rabbi Yirmiyah quoted in Mishnah, Haba Rosh Barubo B'mayim She'uvim, one whose head and majority of his body was immersed in drawn water on the day he was Tovel, V'tahor Shenafla Rosh Barubo Shlosh Lugin Mayim She'uvim, or a Tahor person upon whose head and majority of his body fell three Lugin of drawn water, Tame, becomes rabbinically Tame. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if one washed half his body through immersion and half through pouring, does he become tame? And number two, Rapapa quoted in Mishnah, Balkari Cholish and Nasnu Lav Tisha Kabim Maim Tahor, an ill Balkari upon whom they poured nine kabim of water becomes Tahor for learning Torah without tefillah in a mikvah. Rapapa asked, Chetzio b'tefillah v'chetzio b'nasina, if half his body underwent tefillah and half underwent pouring nine kabim of water, does he become Tahor? Both questions are left unresolved. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amun Olav taught that if one person says Bafani Nechtav and another says Bafani Nechtam, the get is not valid. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to one version, that this is only if they are not both Shluchim. Aval get Yotzi Metachas Yidei Shneim Kasher. But if the get comes from both their hands, it is valid. Although their testimony was not adequate, he holds two Shluchim bringing a get are not required to say Bafani Nechtav or Bafani Nechtam at all. The Gemara then asks how Rabbi Yochanan explains our Mishnah's Malchokas, where two witnesses said Bafani Nechtav, and one said Bafani Nechtam. This must be where only one is a Shaliach, so why would Rabbi Yehuda consider it valid? The Gemara explains that although the single Shaliach is believed to confirm the signatures, the Tanakhama was concerned that people would think a single witness is also sufficient to confirm signatures, since the distinctive feature of the additional Bafani Nechtam is absent. Rabbi Yehuda was not concerned because the testimony of two witnesses about the writing indicates its uniqueness. In a second version, Rabbi Yochanan said that even if they're both shluchim, the get is invalid, and holds that two shluchim are required to say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam. Accordingly, the case of the Machlokes is where both witnesses are shluchim, and the Gemara initially explains that the Tanaim argue if the purpose of b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtam is for lishma or to confirm the signatures. Rabbi explains the Machlokes differently. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara explains that Ilfa's question on Daf Tezvav Amabes, whether one can purify his hands half at a time, is in a case where the first half remained topeach l'hatpiach, moist enough to moisten something it touches, enough that it can moisten something else. The Gemara asks that a braisa teaches such moisture is considered a connection. So what is Ilfa's question? It answers that the braisa may be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding a mikvah. For we learn in the Mishnah in Mikvos, mikvah sheyesh bo arim sa mechuvanos, a mikvah which has precisely the minimal 40 sa of water. V'yardu shnayim v'tavu b'zeh achazeh, and two people went down and immersed themselves, one after the other, rishon tahor b'sheni tameh. The first is tahor, but the second is tameh, because some water was removed when the first person left. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im ha'yirag of shorishon nogos mamayim, if the feet of the first were touching the water during the second tevilah, Afasheni Tahor, even the second person is Tahor, because we say, good achis, extend and lowered, to consider the water on his body still connected to the mikvah. This reasoning does not apply to washing hands half at a time. Point number two, the Gemara brings two questions of combining methods of washing one's body regarding Tuma and Tahara. Number one, Rabbi Yirmiyah quoted in Mishnah, Haba Rosh Barubo B'mayim She'uvim, one whose head and majority of his body was immersed in drawn water on the day he was Tovel, V'tahor Shenafla Rosh Barubo Shlosh Lugin Mayim She'uvim, or a Tahor person upon whose head and majority of his body fell three Lugin of drawn water, Tame, becomes rabbinically Tame. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if one washed half his body through immersion and half through pouring, does he become tame? And number two, Rapapa quoted in Mishnah, Balkari Chosh and Nasnu Lav Tisha Kabim Maim Tahor, an ill Balkari upon whom they poured 9 Kabim of water, becomes Tahor for learning Torah without Tevila in a mikvah. But Papa asked, Chetzio b'Tevila v'Chetzio b'Nasina, if half his body underwent Tevila and half underwent pouring 9 Kabim of water, does he become Tahor? Both questions are left unresolved. And pointing with you, the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amun Olav taught that if one person says Befani Nechtav and another says Befani Nechtam, the get is not valid. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to one version, that this is only if they are not both Shluchim. Aval get Yotzi Metachas Yidei Shneim Kasher, but if the get comes from both their hands, it is valid. Although their testimony was not adequate, he holds, 2 Shluchim bringing a get are not required to say Befani Nechtav or Befani Nechtam at all. The Gemara then asks how Rabbi Yochanan explains our Mishnah's Malchokas, where 2 witnesses said Befani Nechtav and 1 said Befani Nechtam. This must be where only 1 is a Shaliach, so why would Rabbi Yehuda consider it valid? The Gemara explains that although the single Shaliach is believed to confirm the signatures, the Tanakhama was concerned that people would think a single witness is also sufficient to confirm signatures, since the distinctive feature of the additional Befani Nechtam is absent. Rabbi Yehuda was not concerned because the testimony of 2 witnesses about the writing indicates its uniqueness. In a second version, Rabbi Yochanan said that even if they're both shluchim, the get is invalid, and holds that 2 shluchim are required to say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam. Accordingly, the case of the Machlokes is where both witnesses are shluchim, and the Gemara initially explains that the Tanaim argue if the purpose of Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtam is for Lashma or to confirm the signatures. Rabbi explains the Machlokes differently. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Tes Zayin, and our standard Siman is toes, and we often use an acrobat with big toes, an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, who then did a backflip into a second mikveh and immersed half his body while water was poured over the other half, got interrupted by 2 shluchim on their way to deliver a get, who asked him if he happens to know whether they need to say b'fani nechtav, u'b'fani nechtam. Once again, it's a motion. The acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water. Acrobat with big toes? That must be on Daf Tes Zayin, toes. The acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Mishnah mikvos, a mikveh sheish bo arbim sal michuvanus, a mikveh which has precisely the minimum 40 sal of water. V'yardu shnayim v'tavu b'zeh achazeh, and 2 people went down and immersed themselves, one after the other, rishon tahor b'sheini tami. The first is tahor, but the second is tami because some water was removed when the first person left. But Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayu ragav shel rishon nogos b'mayim, if the feet of the first were touching the water during the second tefillah, afasheni tahor, even the second person is tahor, because we say, good achis, extend and lower, to consider the water on his body still connected to the mikveh. So, the acrobat in the mikveh act, who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, who then did a backflip into a second mikveh and immersed half his body, while water was poured over the other half, which reminds us, the Gemara brings 2 questions of combining methods of washing one's body regarding tumah and tahara, one being from a papu who quoted a Mishnah, Balkari Cholish and Nasnu Lav Tisha Kabim Maim Tahor, an ill Balkari upon whom they poured 9 Kabim of water, becomes Tahor for learning Torah without Tevila in a mikveh. Rapapa asked, Chetzi b'Tevila v'Chetzi b'Nasina, if half his body underwent Tevila and half underwent pouring 9 Kabim of water, does he become Tahor? Both questions are left unresolved. So, the acrobat in the mikveh act, who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, who then did a backflip into a second mikveh and immersed half his body while water was poured over the other half, got interrupted by 2 shluchim on their way to deliver a get, who asked him if he happens to know whether they need to say b'fani nechtav, u'b'fani nechtam, which reminds us, more discusses if 2 shluchim bringing a get need to say b'fani nechtav, u'b'fani nechtam. So once again, the acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, who then did a backflip into a second mikveh and immersed half his body while water was poured over the other half, got interrupted by 2 shluchim on their way to deliver a get, who asked him if he happens to know whether they need to say b'fani nechtav, u'b'fani nechtam. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 Slei brothers, 12 brothers, that must be on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 Slei brothers wearing green work clothes, who were offended when their master told them to let their earnings be their food, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can force a slave to work without feeding him and say, let your earnings be your food. So the 12 slave brothers wearing green work clothes were offended when their master told them to let their earnings be their food, and then were outraged when he said he was keeping the medical expenses that someone paid for cutting off one of the brothers' hands, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Akotei yad avdo shel chavero, one who cuts off the hand of his friend's slaves, noisin shifto rufua solo rabo, gives compensation for his lost work during his recovery and healing expenses to the master, but also evid nizom min tzedaka, and that slave is fed from charity. Even though the master is being compensated for the slave's lost work, he's not required to feed him." This proves that Rabbi Yochanan holds one can require a slave to work without feeding him. The case was where the slave was estimated to require 5 days of treatment and was given powerful medication that healed him in 3 days at a lower cost, but with greater suffering. Rabbi Yochanan taught that even compensation for such suffering is awarded to the master, not the slave. So the 12 slave brothers wearing green work clothes who were offended when their master told them to let their earnings be their food, and then were outraged when he said he was keeping the medical expenses that someone paid for cutting off one of the brothers' hands, decided to run away before their Kohen master freed them and caused them a loss of Truma. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Reb Meir's argument that freeing a slave causes him a loss of Truma. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The Bar Mitzvah boy. That must be more Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy in the green suit who was delighted when a healthy guest told another guest, "You have a mana of mine, give it to the bar mitzvah boy," which meant he automatically acquired it, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that one who instructs a get to be given to his wife or eved and dies, it cannot be given after his death. However, if he said, "Tnu mana ish poni umeis," give a mana to poni and he died, yidul achrimisi, they should give it after his death. Rav said the ruling is only if the coins are piled and resting in a corner, and the benefactor said to give these coins. Two interpretations are given. Rav Zvid said the Mishnah discusses a healthy person. Although a kinyan is required, it was performed here with a mamid shloshtan in the presence of all three parties, himself, the intermediary, and the third party, and with a mamid shloshtan, the recipient automatically acquires it. Rav Papa said the Mishnah discusses a shchimera, a mortally ill person, who does not require a kinyan. So the bar mitzvah boy in the green suit who was delighted when a healthy guest told another guest, "You have a mana of mine, give it to the bar mitzvah boy," which meant he automatically acquired it, and then became sad when he overheard a man on his way to be executed say, "Write a get for my wife," which reminds the Gemara brings a mission which states originally they would say, "Hayotzi b'kol ba'amr kisu geli ishti," one who goes out in an iron collar to be executed and said, "Write a get for my wife," although he did not say, "Give it," ayo yichdev u'yitnu, they write and give it because he lacked the presence of mind to speak clearly. So the bar mitzvah boy in the green suit who was delighted when a healthy guest told another guest, "You have a mana of mine, give it to the bar mitzvah boy," which meant he automatically acquired it, and then became sad when he overheard a man on his way to be executed say, "Write a get for my wife," became happy again when another guest said, "A mamid shloshim works even with a loan," which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether mamid shloshim is not only effective for a deposit, but it's also effective for a loan, and if so, how? Daf Yud Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Yud Dalet is a hand, and we often use a juggler in the simmon. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more in Duff. You doll it. And the juggler juggling green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holech, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, which reminds us, if one says holech manu aponi sha'ani chayv lo, bring this money to pony that I owe him. Rav says that the sender is still responsible for the money if it's lost until the creditor receives it, which completes the payment. Even so, if the debtor wishes to retract his payment from the shaliach, he cannot retract. But Shmuel says, since the debtor is responsible for it, if he wishes to retract a payment, he can. The Gemara concludes that all agree that saying holech is ordinarily like Zechi. Shmuel argues here that since he remains responsible for the mana, he does not intend for the creditor to acquire it yet. So the juggler juggling green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holach, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, and who had second thoughts about retrieving a silver cup for someone from very intimidating custodians who wanted him to accept liability, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident in which Amorim were intimidated to give back a vessel sent with them if they didn't accept liability during the return trip. So the juggler juggling green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holach, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, and who had second thoughts about retrieving a silver cup from someone from very intimidating custodians who wanted him to accept liability, didn't know what to do with the money when he was informed both the sender and recipient died while he was in transit, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a five-way machlokes if the sender or recipient dies while the money is in transit. Daf Tezvav. So the Simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit-loving shaliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must be Ron Dov Tezvav. Tu Bishvat. Fruit bowl. The fruit-loving Shaliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses a Shaliach who testifies about half of the writing or signing, and the Gemara clarifies, if the Shaliach only saw the second half of the get being written, the get is invalid. So the fruit-loving Shaliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, and then was informed that his testifying that he was the second signature doesn't help, which reminds the Gemara taught that if the Shaliach testifies he's the second signature, the get is puzzled. Rav Ashi explains that although ordinarily a single witness can confirm his own signature, and a Shaliach is believed to confirm the signature he saw, these two cannot be combined. Rather, okul b'kima get, okul b'tekanas hachamim. It must be validated either entirely through a confirmation of the get with the signatures confirmed by two witnesses or the signers themselves, or entirely through the sage's decree of a Shaliach testifying to both signatures. So the fruit-loving Shaliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, and then was informed that his testifying that he was the second signature doesn't help, proceeded to go and eat some Maaser Sheni fruit after washing his hands in halves. Which reminds us, Ilfa asked, Yadayim Tahoras L'Chatzayin or Ain Tahoras L'Chatzayin? Can hands become Tahor through washing by halves, or can they not become Tahor by halves? All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf would be the incident where Amoraim were intimidated to accept liability for an item they were returning to its owner? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn a Maimon Shloshtan acquires with a deposit? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a question if a Baal Keri is Tahor, if he half immersed in a mikveh and half had Tisha Kabin poured on him? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that the Shaliach said that he only saw the second half of the get being written, the get isn't valid? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 5. Good. Number 5. Which daf leave machok is if a borrower can retract and retrieve payment that he sent with the Shaliach to the lender? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf we have the Shaila if hands can be washed half at a time? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 7. Which of the one the Reb Yehuda holds that if the feet of a person who was tovel in a mikveh of exactly 40 saw are still in the mikveh, then the second person in there is tar because of good achis? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 8. Which of the one Rabbi Meir's argument that freeing a slave causes him a loss of truma? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that the Shaliach testifies that he is the second signature, the get is puzzle? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. And number 10. Which stuff you have a question whether two people bringing a get need to say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam? That's on daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldham. Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.